Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. It's 8:04, up to 50 today. A little bit windy out there. It is 30 right now.
Fabulous.
Yeah, it's a little bit on the chilly side. Things you did not know about your husband or wife before you got married. What are they? 361-5557, email or text am at hot1047.com. Liz is on the phone. How are you, Liz?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Pretty good. So what'd you find out about your husband before you got married?
It actually wasn't like, it was...
After, right? After they got married.
Or after, sorry.
It was literally the day before we got married. We went to get our marriage license, and it calculates your age based on your birth date. And I was looking at it, and I was like, you're 24. It's wrong. And I was arguing with the lady that did it. And he's like, no, I'm 25. He's like, just leave it alone. Come to find out, when we met, he told me he was a year younger than he actually was and never corrected me. So we had dated for 4 years, and I always thought he was a year younger.
And so he's just 1 year younger than you?
No. I mean, he's older than me, but I thought he had told me when we met that he was a year younger than he actually was.
Oh, okay. How much older is he than you?
So he's about 3 years older than me, so he told me he was only 2 years older than me right away when we met.
So he thought that was going to be an issue?
Apparently. I don't know. But it was right before we got married.
So how old were you when you guys met?
We were in college. So I was a freshman and he was a junior. And so I thought he was 20. I think he told me he was 20 when we got
And he was 21?
And he was 21, yeah.
Or how do you explain the fact that he could buy booze?
I don't think I even realized that.
Oh, I got a fake ID.
Little naive 20 or 18 year old.
And every year on his birthday, I gave him a card that was wrong. And I would argue with his mother about how old he was. I'm like, I can't believe she doesn't know how old you were. Well, no, I didn't know how old he was.
I can't believe he didn't correct you.
That is hysterical. Wow.
Oh, gosh. It was pretty funny.
I would have been mad. So what did you say?
Yeah, but it was only 1 year, though. It was such an insignificant lie.
Yeah,
if it had been like 5, 6 years,
well,
then
the fact that
I get it.
That many years and not knowing the truth how old he was.
Exactly.
I have a Liz, do you think it was because he was 21 and not a senior? Like he hadn't accrued enough credits to be a senior?
No, I don't think so. I think it was just more along the lines he didn't want to freak me out to say that he was 3 years older than me versus 2 years. I don't know. And so, but I mean, and I was pretty upset. I was pretty mad about it, but now we laugh about it because it's like no big deal.
Yeah,
but.
That's funny. Thank you for the call, Liz.
Yeah, thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Wow. Lying about 1 year. I don't get why.
I don't know why he just wouldn't have corrected her sooner.
I don't get why he would have thought that being a year older would have been an issue.
That wasn't that big of a deal. I mean, 1 year difference.
Because when I was in college, I was
3 years apart.
I was 22 and tried dating an 18-year-old freshman.
Yeah.
It didn't work. I couldn't handle it.
Oh, they're too immature.
Yeah.
No offense.
No offense, but I mean, when you're 22, I mean, I was 22 and a junior, but I just was further along and it was like, okay, we're back in high school. And well, yeah, I'd been out of high school for almost 5 years.
That's the thing, is they come straight out of high school and they're still in high school mode, and it's very difficult for them to get out of it.
I guess.
You know, you got to give them a year.
Sherry is on the phone. How are you, Sherry?
Yeah, good. How about you?
Pretty good. So what did you find out about your husband after you got married?
Well, we aren't married, but we moved in together.
Okay.
And I found out that his mother, he's 28 years old, and his mother still does his dishes once a week and does his grocery shopping.
Say what?
Yeah.
Wow.
Every weekend.
Did you
put... What a mama's boy!
And she still does it.
What?
I'm living with him, and she still comes over and does the dishes.
Excuse me?
How do you feel about that, Sherry?
Yeah, no thank you.
Yeah. So do you make sure the dishes are all done on Saturday?
I try to get them done, but she still comes over and does them, and... We have a dishwasher, but she still insists on piling them on top of the counter to dry.
You know what? All you got to do is just just save them all week for her.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Don't do them at all.
And
all
actually just, you know, take some, you know, if you make spaghetti or some kind of sauce, like pour some sauce on a plate and then scoop it back in the container and pile it up. Do it with another clean plate. Uh-huh.
Yep.
Just pile them up.
Purposely burn stuff in the pan.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That kind of thing. That'd
that
be
might,
good.
That might stop it.
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm good.
Or be naked walking around when she comes over. That yeah. might be another thing you could do, too.
I've already walked around topless, so.
Nice. Well, thank you for the call, Sherry. Yep. Bye-bye. That would be interesting if my mom came over and Crystal was walking around topless. Not that she ever does that or anything, but certainly make for an interesting even more interesting if it was my dad that showed up.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. I'm sure all married couples have learned you got to lock the doors.
Yes.
You have to lock the doors. Mm-hmm. And
usually parents call before they're coming
only
over.
Not always.
No?
No. My dad stopped over on Saturday out of the blue. Had no idea.
Oh.
But.
Like, hey, what's up? He,
I feel bad for him. He keeps trying to stop over when he's in Sioux Falls to see the kids. And every time he stops over, they're not there.
Aw.
That kind sucks. Of a bummer. Yeah.
Well, see if he would have called before.
Yeah, he could have saved the trip.
Right.
He didn't care
I can't believe
anyway.
That guy's mom still comes over and grocery shops and does the dishes for him.
I know. That is a bit pathetic.
Yeah. Mom, let go.
Yeah. It's time to cut the cord. We've got the weekend wake up coming up at 9 o'clock. Also on Wednesday, we are going to be live at the Juice Stop. A little thank you for our listeners. We are going to buy anybody who comes in a 12-ounce smoothie. Anything off the menu. Smoothie, if you get like, if you want to upgrade to a full size large smoothie, that's only $1. And then if you want any add ons like the protein powder or anything like
or
that,
wheatgrass.
Yeah, you got to pay for those. But anything,
I'm going to dare you.
Any smoothie that's on the menu, you can.
I dare you to drink a shot of wheatgrass without mixing it in a smoothie.
No, we'll both do it.
Okay.
We'll both do it.
I'll do it.
Shots.
Yeah, Wednesday morning shots.
Yeah. And it'll be from 6:30 when they open until 10 o'clock at the 57th and Louise Juice Stop. That's
only
the only
there.
Location. And so first, or not the first, anybody who comes in between 6:30 and 10, free 12-ounce Juice Stop smoothie.
Mm-hmm.
That's coming up on Wednesday from 6:30 until 10. Music coming up. We've got Train next. Hang on. Morning, sunshine. Maybe I wanted to know when I'm going to ovulate today.
Andy and Mel, Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. It's 8:23. I got a very funny text yesterday from 0705, and I completely forgot to mention. I said I was going to at 7:50, and I just forgot.
Which is normal.
I know. But it said, I never figured my life would be so corporate that I would look forward to Jeans Day on Friday as much as I do. Friday morning jeans day shout out. Well, there you go. That was for, let me go back and look who it was. The folks at Poet Nutrition.
All
so
right.
Thank you for listening. Sorry I didn't do it when you were all driving to work, but hopefully you got us on in the office there. So season 6 of the Jersey Shore premiered last night. Are you ready for this?
No.
Okay, here you go.
Do you fart in front of Roger?
No.
He said you ran in the bathroom once and farted, and then you got really embarrassed and you were spraying stuff.
I was so red.
Mine just squeaks out. Yeah, I would just sneeze and a big fart came out. I'm like,
that.
Come on. It was right on his freaking leg, too.
I can't sleep with him when I have, like, gas cramps.
Do you ever sleep and then you wake up from a fart and you're
oh
like,
oh, my God. I'm like, did I hear? And you're
like,
did I hear?
Like, my fart woke me up.
There
well,
you go.
You know, everybody loves to talk about farts for some
the
reason.
The highlight of the premiere of season 6 of The Jersey Shore. I can't imagine why that show's going off the air.
It's, you know, they're growing up now.
They are. Guys, you need to listen up here, just in case you needed a reminder. A new survey says 92% of women say they really like it when a man cooks for them.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But of the women in relationships, 15% say their boyfriend or husband never cooks for them.
That's a bunch of crap.
Uh-huh. And even though women want a man who can cook, they don't necessarily think it's manly or sexy if they can.
Well, you know, I will say that
I think it's a practical skill. So it's like, oh, sweet. If we get married, he'll actually cook sometimes.
Yeah, I would like that. However, I am a little controlling when it comes to the kitchen.
Yeah.
And so I have, and I know your wife is the same way.
Oh, yeah.
And I have a hard time letting somebody just take over my kitchen because I want to be the person that cooks this fabulous meal and get the compliments and
if
stuff.
If I'm
cooking,
if Crystal's working late and I'm starting dinner, I want to be done with it before she gets home.
Yeah, so she doesn't hover.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Even the thing that I have been making longer than she has, spaghetti. She's like, well, how come you're not putting in 3.5 cups of water?
Yeah.
Because it gets too runny then. That's why I put in 3.
You measure out how much water you put in?
No, not for the noodles, for the sauce.
Oh, you don't just buy the canned stuff?
No, well, sort of. Like the mix and the tomato paste and hamburger.
Really?
Way better. Way better. There is not a good jarred or canned sauce.
I'm okay
in
with
the
jar stuff.
And it's so expensive.
Nuh-uh, not
you
the,
get this little jar.
The big can?
You buy two
like
of the thick and zesty seasoning packets. Yeah, the can, that's even worse.
No, I like that.
That's
one.
Like watered down ketchup.
Mm-mm.
No. No.
My girls like it.
Okay, I'll bring you some of my spaghetti sauce sometime and you tell me. It's just because they don't know any better. Mm-hmm. They've never had good spaghetti sauce.
Now you're saying my spaghetti's not good?
Well, if you're making it out of a can, yes, I am.
I'm fighting words.
You're really gonna... You're offended by something you made out of a can? That's
no,
like saying,
I'm offended
you
that,
don't like my SpaghettiOs?
I'm offended that you think that it's not just as tasty.
It's not.
Because I happen to make it that way. I've always made it that way. My girls love it.
It's not as
they
good.
They would not give a crap if it was made your way or my way, because they just want spaghetti.
Okay, I'm just saying. I'm sure they love it. I don't doubt that they love it. I just find it funny that you're offended that...
I'm offended that you think that's bad.
Canned spaghetti sauce? Yes, I do.
My spaghetti is not bad.
What do you do to dress it up?
I put burger in it. That's all I need.
But why
it's
would
delicious.
You... I just don't get why you'd be offended by... Me saying that canned spaghetti sauce is not good, like it's a
no.
personal thing. You didn't actually make it.
No.
All you did was warm it up.
What you said is you said my spaghetti was bad.
If you make it out of a can, yes.
No, but you just said it's just bad, no matter what. Who cares if it's with a can or not? It's still tasty.
No.
It's good.
No.
Yes, it is.
It's not like I'm crushing tomatoes and making a marinara or anything. Mm-hmm. I mean, it doesn't really require much skill at all. Not much more than emptying a can, but...
Right. You're still using cans. You're using tomato paste, right?
Tomato paste, water, and the seasoning mix.
Yeah.
But I also add Italian seasoning to the burger as I'm cooking that. And if you get too much, it's really strong.
Yeah, you
strong.
Don't have too much Italian seasoning.
No, it's a very delicate balance there. And if you don't put in enough, then you might as well not have put in any at all. But no, seriously. 2 packets of the thick and zesty, the bigger can of the tomato paste, and a pound of burger. And
water.
And 3 cups. Not it calls for 3.5. Because I think it's 1¾ cups for mm-hmm. each packet. I shave off a quarter off of each of them.
You don't want it too runny.
No.
Runny sauce sucks.
Thick sauce is the best.
Agreed. I will agree with you there.
When it only barely moves when you turn the plate sideways, that's how you want a sauce to be.
Definitely.
Yeah. And you know what's even better than the burger?
Mm.
Italian sausage.
Oh, yeah. That's pretty good.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and they have a turkey burger that has like an Italian sausage type flavor.
Oh yeah, we've done it with the turkey burger before too.
That's good.
That was something I found out about my wife before we were married.
What?
That she can't really handle pork products.
Oh.
I made a nice. I didn't know she didn't care for spicy food either, and the Italian sausage I got was kind of spicy too. And so it was very good. I made the spaghetti sauce with Italian mm-hmm. sausage, and yeah, it was the first time. She let me know that girls do go number 2 in the bathroom. And it was even mine, so you know it was an emergency.
Oh, yeah.
It was at my house. We have got dirt coming up. The internet quote of the day, Mel, is...
Pinterest makes me feel like I have genuine interests instead of just an internet addiction and no social life.
This is the Hot Morning Show on Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel, it's 844. How are we doing over there with your, it's still gone?
Not so good. I don't know what's going on.
Okay.
But it's not so good. So, I'm working on it.
If you got a date this weekend, maybe you're going out with somebody for the first time, there are four ways your smartphone can ruin that date.
Oh.
According to a recent survey, 58% of people use their smartphone in social settings, either usually or occasionally, which really sucks on a date with one of those people. Four ways it might ruin your date.
Okay.
Using it for anything other than emergency.
Or if you could just take it with you when you go to the bathroom.
A friend having drama is not an emergency when you're on a date.
If you have to check your phone, take it with you.
You
when
don't
you
have to check your phone.
If you have to check your phone, you don't take it with you when you go to the bathroom. Phone. Yes, you do.
Just leave it in your purse or your pocket. Just leave it. Keeping your phone on the dinner table.
Yeah.
That would ruin a date. Just leave it in your purse or your pocket. It's all good. Texting and calling.
Mm-hmm.
Or instead of calling, text messages and emails are fine for some things, but it's really impersonal compared to a call. So when you're trying to make plans with this person or you're running late, call instead of text.
Oh, okay.
Call instead of text.
I don't
is
like
always
calling.
A good rule. And posting pictures and updates to Facebook and Twitter. Don't post on those sites unless you've cleared it with your date first, like checking in with so-and-so at such and such restaurant.
Yeah, that should not be like first date stuff.
No.
That needs to wait.
I like the check-ins. Then I know I can go over and rob someone's house.
I don't mind checking in.
Oh, they're not
for
home.
For certain things, wait. But I think that the first date is not the time to do a check-in.
Now I can go snag their lawnmower. They'll never notice. I live in a neighborhood full of old people, though, so none of them are on Facebook. I've even looked for some of them. Not one of them's on Facebook.
What?
The ones that we know. Seriously, they're all in their 60s or older.
Well, then they should go on Facebook, though.
Some of them I don't even think have internet.
Oh. You should go knock on their door and ask them when they have it.
I do borrow my neighbor's ladder occasionally without asking, but he told me I could.
Oh, okay.
It still feels weird when I go into his garage, though.
Right?
Like,
though he says it's okay.
Even though he said it was okay, if they came home at that moment, I would feel so awkward.
You would feel like you were robbing him.
Kind of.
Yeah.
But even though he said it's okay,
I know what you're saying, though.
Feel completely awkward. We got the Weekend Wake Up with DJ Core coming up at 9 o'clock. Hang on. Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. It is 8:55, up to 50 today. A little windy. We've got the Weekend Wake Up with DJ Core on deck. We've got a ton of good stuff in it today. Mm-hmm. If there's something you want to hear in it for next week, by all means, let us know. Just drop an email or text to am@hot1047.com. This was incredibly awkward and funny all at the same time, but Taken 2 comes out today,
Yeah.
I don't think it'll be as awesome as the first one.
I will feed you, and I will kill you.
Yeah, I don't think it'll live up to the original.
I just don't think it can.
No, but for some reason, I'm sure it was for promoting the movie, but for whatever reason, they had Liam Neeson on SportsCenter on Wednesday to talk about Taken 2.
Okay.
And
on SportsCenter?
Yeah.
All right.
And he was asked to talk about the New York Jets. Now, Liam Neeson is from England, I think. Somewhere in Europe, anyway.
I don't know.
He doesn't know.
England.
He doesn't know anything about American football, and it was
only football.
Pretty obvious in this clip when he accidentally dropped an S-bomb on SportsCenter. Check this out.
Can you even act like the Jets are good this year?
Okay, we better start again. Can we? Are we live?
We're live.
Oh, okay, I'll be very honest with you, mate. It's only the second football game I've ever been at in my life. I still don't understand the rules. But on Sunday, yes, I know the Jets got trounced, but it was great to just celebrate great athleticism.
Yeah, and after he got done with the interview,
I will find you, and I will kill you.
For making me go on SportsCenter and talk about football.
Mm-hmm. Agent's fired.
We can wake up with DJ Core is next. It's 8:56, Hot 104.7. It is Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. The Weekend Wake Up with DJ Korn. That's going to pretty much do it. Although we do have Sweet Child of Mine taking us out.
And I want to sing along to it.
Yeah. Heroes of the Day brought to you by Martinis. We got a $50 party tab to give away here in just a second. Heroes of the Day, Mel, go.
You know, lady, it's not the lingerie's fault that your boyfriend dumped you. 42-year-old Jennifer Cowell of California and her boyfriend broke up earlier in the week. And it was a bad breakup, especially for Jennifer, and her grief took her on a very strange form. During the relationship, Jennifer's boyfriend had bought her a lot of lingerie from a store called Intimate Obsessions. Around 12:30 a.m. on Tuesday, Jennifer gathered up all the lingerie, put it in a pillowcase, and headed to the store. She soaked the pillowcase's lingerie in it with gasoline, then set it on fire and threw it at the store.
Oh.
Her idea was to burn the store down. Fortunately, firefighters got there before the fire spread too much and put it out. Jennifer was arrested and charged with felony arson.
That's good work.
What the heck? It's not the store's fault.
Police in Columbia, South Carolina are currently trying to find a woman with a goatee who shoplifted $650 worth of stuff from a Kmart last Wednesday.
Woman with a goatee.
Yeah. She and a female friend stole $650 worth of stuff. The police are still hunting for the woman. She remains at large, and their best lead is that it is a black female, 25 to 30 years old, with glasses, dreadlocks, and a goatee. Well, if you like the Weekend Wake Up with DJ Core, tonight we are premiering something new that is pretty awesome as well. 11 o'clock, it's called In the Mix with HK, new show. On Hot 104.7, kicks off at 11 o'clock right after the Party Playhouse with Jackson Blue.
Cool.
Hey, it's a mix show, party show. Don't miss that. If you like use some remixes, you definitely want to check that out. Time for us to scoop. Ben's in next. Have a fantastic weekend.
Did you know?
Hot 104.7.com.